More mask mandates fall. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Rhode Island will lift its mandate for businesses and indoor venues on Friday. As the governor said, the state's seen a lot of encouraging movement in pandemic data.
These Democratic governors relaxing restrictions for masks say that the data is on their side with cases falling. The CDC says that is just not the case, but the White House is not throwing any criticism here, saying that now these decisions are allowing more choice.
The White House says even if your state does not require masks indoors or masks in schools, you should still wear one, because that's still the guidance from the CDC. Despite that science, more Democrat-led states are breaking with the CDC.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. New York's ending its mask mandate for businesses on Thursday, and Illinois is lifting its at the end of the month. Like other blue states, none of these three is lifting mandates for schools. A trucker protest against Canada's vaccine mandate is going strong, and now Homeland Security is concerned truckers in the U.S. may start their own demonstration.
DHS tells Fox the agency's aiming to get ahead of a planned demonstration against COVID mandates by truckers planning a convoy going through several major cities. That convoy is believed to be scheduled to start Super Bowl Sunday in Los Angeles, then making its way across the U.S. to Washington, D.C.
Fox's Jill Nadeau. American snowboarder Chloe Kim successfully defends her Olympic gold crown as she takes the top spot in women's half pipe. Meantime, Russian figure skating star Kamila Valieva has reportedly tested positive for a banned drug. The IOC delayed the medal ceremony for the team figure skating competition on Tuesday over what it said were legal issues. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Russia still not backing down over Ukraine, and now the White House has approved a plan for U.S. troops in Poland to help thousands of Americans likely to flee Ukraine if Russia attacks.
The White House approved a plan to set up tents and checkpoints in Poland just across the border from Ukraine. There are no plans for U.S. forces to enter Ukraine, where there are currently an estimated 30,000 Americans.
What we're encouraging American citizens to do is depart now. Obviously, there hasn't been an invasion, and we don't know that there has been a decision to invade.
Despite intense diplomatic efforts, the Russians continue to strengthen their military positions.
Fox's Steve Harrigan. Former Trump White House trade advisor Peter Navarro responds to Wednesday's subpoena from the House committee investigating the Capitol riot, calling the probe a partisan witch hunt, and says as long as former President Trump maintains his claim of executive privilege, he won't cooperate. Dolly Parton announces Dollywood plans to help employees further their education.
A new program announced Tuesday will allow for 100% coverage of tuition and books in many cases. Employees of Dollywood Parks and Resorts will be eligible for the tuition program on their very first day of employment beginning February 24th. The new Grow You program will provide full coverage in partnership with 30 learning partners. Eligible programs include business administration and leadership, culinary, finance, and technology and marketing. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And the family of Bob Saget reveals his cause of death. They say the Full House star died from head trauma. Authorities concluded Saget accidentally hit his head, thought nothing of it, and went to sleep. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.